Oh, thank you, Brent. Sorry about that. Hey, we're just getting Debo Samuel set up here on Radio Row live at the Winfrey Hotel as Media Days is wrapping up. What's your experience? I ask every player that comes through every year, so I have like a stock question of what's this experience been like for you?
It's actually been a fun experience, a funny, and like it's like I had an interview, like it was all jokes, and so it really wasn't like a serious all day. So I mean, you can get a laugh out of it. You can really like let them know what's up with the new coaches that we have and the team, what we have going on.
Now you are resplendent here. You got the check jacket on, the check shirt. You got the bow tie.
The paisley sharp bow tie.
How much work did you put in picking out the right outfit? Because some people were disappointed you didn't rock the red suit, but you clearly put some thought into this.
See this, I like myself, like I like usually go buy like jackets like this. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of jackets like this in my room. So I had went to a store and see, like, I called my mom actually about like a tie, because I had the shirt and the jacket. I got a tie and I had to order the tie and this to go along with it.
The pocket square. Yeah. I've seen some people that are not from South Carolina already tweeting out that you might be one of the sharper dressed young men here this week. So kudos to you, because a lot of guys are getting it done.
Yeah, you look like $1 million to come speak to a bunch of schlubs like me in golf shirts. Upstairs, though, it was interesting because a lot of people, you're the only underclassman here, and a lot of people asked you some variation of the question, are you surprised you're here? And you hit them all with the same answer, was no. I thought that was really interesting. You're very comfortable in this environment for a guy who's played 5 games in your career. Why?
I'm very comfortable because the coaches get me to this point. Like, they need me to step up and be a leader, like, for the team, as in the receiver group, because they think the receiver group is the downfall, and the receivers and the DBs are the downfall to the team, which we're going to show people otherwise, because I'm trying my best to lead the receivers and, like, show them, like, give them, like, a kind of experience that they ain't have played in the game yet, so I'm trying to tell them, like, how it is to be in the game.
Gamecock wide receiver Debo Samuel with us here on Radio Row at SEC Media Days. Is it difficult transitioning not only into a new offense, but working with a bunch of quarterbacks who are trying to prove themselves as well this spring and summer?
Yeah, it's different with the quarterback situation, because everybody don't have the same ball. Everybody have a different ball, and like everybody have a different playing type. So therefore, you have to adjust. Like when you see a different quarterback in, you're like, oh, okay, I expect this, I expect that. So you have to adjust like on the fly.
It was interesting watching McElwain in the limited time we've gotten to see him. It sure seems like he's extremely accurate. Is that how it plays out all the time with his passes, where they're where they need to be for you guys to catch him in stride and just keep going?
He's a pretty accurate quarterback, and he also can run the ball very well as well.
And so when you say that everybody's balls are a little different, how is it for some of the other guys? Is it guys throw harder? Is it that maybe somebody's not quite as consistently
some
accurate?
Guys throw harder. Some guys like just have the perfect touch for a ball. And sometimes, I mean, not every ball is going to be perfect. So, like, you know.
Yeah. And that's one of the things about – that's why I ask, getting into those kind of situations. I'm not going to ask you who you think is going to be ultimately the guy that starts for you in Nashville. We'll worry about that a little bit later on. But what's been, from your position, the biggest transition? Because you've been in the program 2 years, even with limited playing time. You've been in the program 2 years, so you've had enough time to absorb what was going on. What's been the biggest difference for you and maybe for the guys around you?
The biggest difference from me and, like, the guys around is, like, we are, like, last year, we wasn't very, like, a up-tempo offense. So, therefore, as in this year coming in, we're up-tempo offense. So, therefore, we have to get ourselves in shape and be ready for whatever the coaches throw at us.
Yeah, you said upstairs that you get more breaks last year. There'd be more opportunities to maybe Coach Spurrier might give you more breaks, and this time it's just kind of going all the time.
Yeah, I mean, everything is fast. You're here, you're there. There's not, like, a time at practice when you see, like, one person standing around. Everybody is going to be doing something. The only time you'll probably see somebody standing around is when we go ones-on-ones or twos on twos, like standing on each sideline. That's probably the only time you'll see somebody just standing around.
Now, a lot of us felt like maybe this year, of course, Lorenzo was hurt in the spring a little bit and couldn't get everything done that he wanted to, but that maybe there would be at least a transition a little bit to have him do some quarterbacking and some receiving. Coach Muschamp telling us today that is going to happen. What would be your biggest piece of advice to a guy like Lorenzo, who's been a quarterback his whole life, to try now to transition to be at least part-time an SEC wide receiver?
I mean, coming from a quarterback to a receiver, you look at it, you're like, wow, like, this is, like, kind of random. But you can look at Lorenzo and see, like, he's a very athletic guy. Like, I feel like he can come out there and help us as well, just the way Muschamp, because he's fit, he's fast and athletic.
One thing we saw some of in the spring game, you got the ball not just through passing. They got it to you on some end-around type plays as well. Has the staff told you how much of that might be there for you? Could you be a guy that maybe even lines up in the backfield once in a while, or you know, gets the ball that way? I mean, it might not just be pass routes for you.
It's like coach is like, be ready for whatever I throw at you. I mean, he's know like whatever the situation is, I'm going to be like ready, whatever it is to help the team, I'll be with.
I know you haven't seen a full practice with any of the young kids yet, but you may have gotten a look at them. How much can they help? How quickly can they help from what you've seen?
We signed 5 freshmen, and like we do these things called player run practices without the coaches. So we go through like a whole practice, but it's not with the coaches, but we still do the same thing, like the same thing as like if the coaches was out there. So I mean, I have been impressed with a couple of the new freshmen that came in.
Which ones in particular are standing out?
Corey Banks and Brian Edwards. Drake has been hurt, so we really haven't been able to see what he's capable of.
That fan's got to look at Edwards in the spring game. What about Banks? What's he doing?
He's very, like, he's fast and he's quick.
Give us an idea of what it's like working with Coach McClendon.
Coach McClendon, I mean, he's a very active coach. And, like, one thing that stands out to me that I like is that he wants you to get as tired as you can be, and he wants to see how well you can play when you're dead tired. So that's, you're dead tired in the game, and you still be able to play the same as if you wasn't tired.
Well, and Coach Muschamp was joking with all our us media types upstairs because today's day 4, so he said it's the fourth quarter, we got to get going. But that kind of goes to a more realistic situation for how he thinks. I mean, fourth quarter is where a game's going to be won or lost. He mentioned, as you well know, last year, for a bunch of losses, a lot of them were real tight. So fourth quarter and being prepared is a big message, I'm assuming, from every coach on y'all staff.
Yes, sir.
And it, how different is that in terms of y'all being physically ready? How much harder are you getting pushed?
I mean they're like they treat like every quarter the same. It like the first quarter you start out well, second, third quarter you can be here and there, but the fourth quarter you have to be ready, and like whatever it is, it may be that like to get the job done, you got to be able to do it.
Debo Samuels with us here on 107.5 The Game live on Radio Row. Debo, we don't know the terminology. With Spurrier, you'd learn certain play names, you'd hear things. We don't know Roper's terminology yet. So just hit me with something. If he said, you know what, Debo, you didn't have the first play call this year. You run the offense. Give me the play call. Give me the Debo Samuel route or call or whatever it's going to be.
All right, listen. That's confidential.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That's confidential.
Oh, come on.
So it's more than just go deep.
Yeah, it's more than just to go deep first play.
Well, listen, I was in. Heath, I've told you this. I was in Coach Roper's quarterback meeting on that spring game morning, and they may as well have been speaking Greek or Latin, man.
I was going to say, you could tell. It's not like any of us are going to know. You could give us some Transformer names. We wouldn't know the difference anyway.
He's not going to do it. That's good. All right, keep it confidential. That's good. You don't want anybody from Nashville hearing anything like that.
Hey, the man can tie a bow tie. He's ahead of me.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. Maybe this is not a fair question to ask you, but I'm going to anyway because that's part of my job. But a lot of people are looking to you specifically to be the guy to fill Pharaoh Cooper's void. Obviously, you guys all looked up to Pharaoh. He became such a tremendous Southeastern Conference player. I'm sure you can wear that amount of pressure just fine mentally yourself, but how do you take that on with the rest of your teammates?
I mean, last year, actually, I was looking up to Pharaoh because Pharaoh was, like, the leader of the receiver group. And, like, once I got hurt, he was still pushing me, like, still come to the meetings, still be able to learn and see what we're doing that you're not able to do right now. So he was really, like, pushing me towards the end, like, throughout my injury process. He was like, you're going to be able to come back and be able to help us. So the last 2 games, I was able to come back and, like, show what I was capable of.
Debo, it's great to have you down here, man. And as Heath said, you're an underclassman, so I'm going to roll the dice and say you're back doing this again next year. What would you change?
What would I change?
Yeah.
My outfit.
All right. I can't wear the same outfit
That's
twice.
That's right. That's actually. All it is. Can't do that. Appreciate it, young man. Thank you very much. We'll see you in Columbia. That's Debo Samuel, guys. Back to you at home.